The humanitarian affairs chief said UN agencies and their partners continue to work to reach millions of Syrians, scaling up food operations and providing blankets and other core relief items to more than 2 million people. She told the Security Council that the humanitarian response to the crisis is severely insufficient, with a $5 billion appeal roughly half funded, while nearly $2 million is urgently needed to procure supplies for the winter.
I call upon all members of the Council to exert influence and take the necessary action to stop this brutality and violence. This Council's leadership role is vital. Words, despite their ability to shock, cannot really paint a picture of the grim and gruesome reality of Syria today. I am extremely disappointed that we have not been able to make further progress.
Amos said humanitarian pauses are immediately needed in all locations where communities are being held hostage by one party or the other to the Syrian conflict.
I and my colleagues have said repeatedly that only a genuine political process can stop the horrendous suffering of the Syrian people and that the status quo must not continue. In the meantime, we immediately need more humanitarian action to reach the ordinary men, women, and children who, through no fault of their own, are caught up in this conflict. No one is taking their obligations under international humanitarian law and human rights law seriously. This Council must make every effort to ensure its recommendations are implemented, must ensure that the parties to the conflict understand that they must take their responsibilities and obligations under international humanitarian law seriously.
Amos told how the toll of nearly 3 years of conflict in Syria is reflected in the damage and destruction of schools, hospitals, and mosques, and on the faces of children disfigured by parasitic diseases. And as the UN Children's Fund UNICEF reports, the country is awaiting confirmation of suspected polio cases after nearly 15 years without an outbreak. Marixi Mercado, UNICEF spokesperson in Geneva, says insecurity and access constraints have prevented the vaccination of approximately 500,000 Syrian children against the disease over the past 2 years.
The conflict in Syria has caused immense displacement, with millions of children on the move, either inside the country or across borders into neighboring countries and beyond. As a result, routine immunization systems, so critical to preventing childhood diseases, have been disrupted or broken down. Children are now at far higher risk of diseases such as polio and measles.
UNICEF, the World Health Organization, and partners are mounting a large-scale immunization effort in Syria and across the region. At the same time, it is also working with partners to raise awareness of the importance of immunizing children against polio and other childhood diseases. Deanne Penn, United Nations.